Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Bree. How may I help you?
Hi, this is Bradley from Passbook, a financial institution. I'm calling again just to double check something. I have Mr. Alberto on the line, and he had a transaction or a charge on the account for $67.32. The last time I called, the representative told me that it was his subscription, and she canceled the subscription, but I would like to verify another transaction that the customer has on the account that is for $9.97. Is that possible?
In order for me to get you an answer, I would need to get into that account. Can I have your zip code?
Okay, so the zip code is 77042.
77042?
Yeah.
What's that first and last name?
Alberto Ugarte.
Can you spell the first and last name for me?
The first name, right?
Yes.
A L B as in boy, E R T O.
Okay, now the last name.
Last name, U G A R T E.
Okay, give me one moment to look into your account.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry about that hole. You said the last name is U-G-A-R-T-E?
R-T-E.
Yes, sir. So it's U-G-A-R-T-E?
T as in tomato and not P.
So I'm sorry about that brief hold, but I'm having difficulties finding the account. Last time you called, did they cancel the account?
They canceled the subscription that was for 67 and 32 cents. Told me the last representative. And as I mentioned, I would like to verify another transaction for $9.97. The customer want to know what that transaction is about.
Yes, sir. Do you have an email? This.
Okay. Okay. Yes, I have an email. So the email is. Okay, I'm gonna spell it to you. A. L. R. A. U. G. R. A. @gmail.com.
Yes, sir. Thank you for that. I'm sorry about that, sir. Is the last name Ramirez? R-A-M-I-R-E-S?
Yes, Ramirez, yes. That's the last name.
You said the charge was for $9.97.
Yes.
Yes, sir. I'm showing that it declined on the 21st of December for the $9.97, and I'm showing it showing also showing that it approved on the 67.32 approved on December of 27.
Okay. Oh, okay. Well, I see here that we have a transaction, the 21st, for $9.97 that it got declined. But then we have another one the same day, a couple minutes later, for the same amount that was posted, and the customer told me that he bought a drone. Is that right? That transaction is for that item?
Yes. It is.
Okay, a drone. Got it. And the one for 67 and 32, it was a subscription. And what's that about? Can I have the name of the subscription or something like that? Because the customer will, I don't know, because he doesn't remember to having that subscription.
You said the subscription?
Yes, because the last time that I called, the representative told me that the charge for 67 and 32 was a subscription.
Yes, sir, it is. And the $9.97 is for the shipping and handling of the drone.
Okay, so and this subscription for 67 and 32 is already canceled, right?
Let me look into that for you. Yes, sir, they canceled it on the 28th of January.
Okay, today was canceled, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And when it comes to this charge, the Mr. Alberto won't get a refund, right? Because he stated that he didn't apply for a subscription or something like that. And once the you cancel the subscription, he will get a refund or not?
No, sir. He will not get a refund. It's already been canceled.
Okay, got it. Okay, that will be it. Thank you so much for your help.
Yes, sir. Thank you for your time. Have a wonderful day.
You too. Bye-bye.